All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It has taken some time, but it looks like the Chicago Bears have finally come to their senses on quarterback Jay Cutler. The Bears are finally looking to move Cutler this offseason. It's going to be very interesting if there will be a taker for his services. Now, Cutler has spent the last 8 years of his NFL career in Chi-Town with the Bears, and during that time, he has a record of 68-71, while he has led the league in interceptions on two separate occasions. During Cutler's career with the Bears, he has thrown 154 touchdown passes to 109 interceptions, and if you look at the Bears' record with Cutler, it really hasn't been good. I mean, he was brought in with a lot of fanfare when the Bears acquired him from the Denver Broncos back in 2009. But it was a situation with Cutler. You get a franchise quarterback in 2009, but they failed to put quality, skilled people around him at the wide receiver position. Then they finally get those guys, and then their defense was aging. And we've seen the transition for this team, and the Chicago Bears simply struggled last year. Cutler only started 5 games for the Bears. They finished 3-13, and now general manager Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox are looking towards the future. Now, the Bears will enter this year's NFL draft with the 3rd overall pick, and there's a possibility that they could take a quarterback early. You look at Mitch Trubisky of North Carolina or Deshaun Watson of Clemson, and at the same time, with the New England Patriots possibly putting backup quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo out there on the trade market, could the Bears simply say, you know what, let's move on from Cutler, let's get some draft picks, and let's use those draft picks to potentially make a trade with the Patriots. Now, if the Bears are able to move on from Cutler, there are some teams that make sense, or some sense to me. I look at the San Francisco 49ers. Of course, they have a new general manager in John Lynch and a new head coach, in Kyle Shanahan. Now, Kyle Shanahan is the son of former Broncos coach Mike Shanahan, and Mike Shanahan was the guy that drafted Cutler back in 2006, so there would definitely be some familiarity there, but the 49ers are not close to being a contending team right now. You look at the Buffalo Bills and their quarterback situation. Do they want to pay Tyrod Taylor his bonus of $27.5 million, or is first-year head coach Sean McDermott ready to move on from him? Then you look at the Denver Broncos. Could John Elway be ready for a reunion in the Mile High City with Cutler again? Elway was not running the show when the Broncos traded Cutler to Chicago. That was former head coach Josh McDaniels. And you look at this Denver team right now, of course, they have a new head coach this year in Vance Joseph. But this is a team, you still have a solid defense. A new guy will be running the show on that side of the ball. But at the same time, you need a veteran signal caller to kind of straighten things out for the Broncos. They have a youngster in Paxton Lynch. Is Trevor Siemian the long-term guy for the Broncos? We still don't know. So only time will tell if John Elway is ready to pull a trigger on a move like that. Then you look at the New York Jets. This is a team that in 2 years under head coach Todd Bowles and general manager Mike Maccagnan has been unable to make the postseason. They went 10-6 in 2015, and of course they fell one victory short. And then last year, the bottom just fell out for the Jets. This is going to be a long shot because I know the Jets need a quarterback, but at the same time, you have wide receiver Brandon Marshall there. And Brandon Marshall played with Jay Cutler both in Denver and in Chicago. And since being traded from the Bears to the Jets, Brandon Marshall has been publicly critical of Jay Cutler. So I really think this would be a long shot unless there are a lot of things smoothed out between these two men. And finally, you have the Cleveland Browns. Now, of course, the Browns do have a couple of young quarterbacks on their roster in Kevin Hogan and Cody Kessler. While Hugh Jackson could be ready to give veteran quarterback Robert Griffin III one more chance, the Browns do have the first overall pick in the draft, and I don't see them taking a quarterback right away, but they also have the first pick of the second round. So if somebody falls in the first round, the Browns could use a quarterback there, or would they be willing to take a shot at Jay Cutler? I think a lot of this is going to come down, and Jay Cutler's not the only veteran quarterback that's on the market right now. There are some guys that could be released or traded as well, but I think a lot of the quarterback carousel in the NFL this year is going to come down to the scouting combine in a few weeks and a lot of the pre-draft evaluation. Are enough GMs and are enough head coaches going to be convinced that the crop of quarterbacks coming out of college this year are going to be ready to be pro-style quarterbacks or be productive starting quarterbacks in the National Football League? So we're going to have to play the waiting game on this. But I tell you, if and when Jay Cutler is traded, I definitely think it will be before the draft. If a team feels, number one, that they will not be able to get themselves a franchise quarterback in this draft, or they won't be able to make a trade to move up in the draft to get a franchise quarterback, I think that Jay Cutler will be on the move. But make no mistake about it, I think he has played his last game in Chicago, and at this point, he'll be 34 in April. I think it is time for him and the Bears to divorce. I think a change of scenery will be best for him. And at the same time, I think a change of scenery and having Cutler leave will be best for the Chicago Bears going forward. So folks, that is going to do it. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NFL draft. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.